Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to my brothers and my sisters out there on PRF Tableland. How are y'all doing this evening? This is your host, Dr. Nate Dunlap. Also sitting here at the table is Mary Ann Williams. We also know her around the table as Mama. We'll bring our greetings to her, and she'll bring you greetings whenever she's ready. I think you're ready, Mama, aren't you?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Good evening. Good evening, my son. And good evening, everyone, my PRF family. As I have said often, and I will continue to say it, that we appreciate you so much, you know, for taking our time to join us. And so with that, I'm just going to turn the show over to my son, Nate.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. So listen, we're on our second episode. We're talking about identity theft. That is the theme for August of 2018. And what we're aiming to do, this is how we were led a couple of months ago, is to really just provide you, those of you who are listening, who care to listen, who dare to listen, with some practical and some spiritual tips on how to deal with identity theft and how identity theft really affects so many people. And what we want to be able to do is to help you to be prepared. That's what it's really about, Mama, to be prepared. So that in case this ever comes on your front porch, if it ever gets through your front door, you know how to deal with this. And one of the things that God shared with me in a little of my hiatus was from John chapter 10, verse 10. You know, Jesus said these words. He says, "The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To kill, to steal, and to destroy." But then he goes on to say, "But I've given life and give life more abundantly. I've come to give life and give life more abundantly." So what that says to me is, and what that should say to you, is that he came for a greater purpose. So he's able to overcome the enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So, you know, the enemy does what it does, Mama. But I'm here, and what I'm here to do is a whole lot greater than what the enemy has come to do. I want people to take tonight, and this is going to be a very short one for me tonight. I really want people to understand that this whole thing with identity theft is important, not because God gave this to us to talk to y'all about. He's given this to us to talk to y'all about, but this thought came up. Identity theft will become important to you when you understand the value of your identity. When you understand the value of your identity and who you are, then I truly, truly, truly believe that this subject, this topic, this area that we're focusing on right now, you'll say, you know what? I need a little bit more than what they've been able to provide to us, Mama, here on the PRF table. I need more than just, you know, 15 or 20 minutes of hearing about this on the PRF table. I probably need to really get a little bit more in-depth training and teaching on this. And
yes.
And Mama, listen, I was watching a movie earlier today. Mama, kill your background noise for me, please. Thank
okay.
you. I was watching a movie earlier. It's called Marshall. And one of the things that was said in his movie, when he said it, I was watching it, but what the line that got me was, he said something about, you have to have the tools that you didn't have before. And that is so true. You know, people believe that when something comes, I got the Lord, I got Jesus on my side. But yeah, you may have Jesus on your side, but you don't have the tools on your side. And it's a big difference. Because see, Jesus and the Lord being on our side, he loves us, he's going to take care of us, but that don't mean you have what you need to react right now. So we want people to have what they don't have yesterday, what they didn't have yesterday, and actually get it so that if they need it tomorrow, they have it. It's a real simple and straightforward biblical principle about planning. And here's how I look at it as well. This is me, Mom. This is just me. If you're willing to do some things as a believer, particularly when it comes to planning for certain things, then it should seem like if something hits you, comes up to us, then it shouldn't rattle us as much. But you know why a lot of folks get it wrapped around the axle about certain things, Mama? It's because they haven't planned for it.
Yes.
They haven't taken the necessary precautions. And a lot of times the necessary precautions is something as much as, listen, you need to invest some of your time and some of your money in to go get the education that you need. It's
yes.
as simple as that. But sometimes a lot of times people don't want to invest the time or the money into those things that's going to be beneficial from them, and then they wind up spending 4 and 5 and 6 and 10 and 20 times more money and time trying to
yes.
fix something that God was giving warning about way before it actually happened. So that's where we at. That's exactly where we at. John 10 verse 10 says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But I've come to give life and give life more abundantly. So it's easy to go and get all happy, Mama, to say, "Ooh, Dolores, Jesus
yeah.
came to give life more abundantly." I'm gonna hold on to that, but hold on. Let's understand what the enemy is coming to do. And you can't tell me that this whole thing of identity theft is of God. It is not something that God is doing to hurt people. This is something that the enemy is doing, because the enemy works through individuals that happen to do this, right? This is the enemy or his demons working through somebody to take something as precious as your name. Proverbs,
yes.
said, I think in Proverbs chapter 22, I believe it says 22:2 maybe, but it says a good name is worth more than riches.
Yes.
And so what happens when somebody has, I guess, it becomes a victim of identity theft, regardless of how small or how large, that person's good name, I'm going to just give you that, say your good name, but that
yes.
person's good name is now not in the same place that it was when somebody decide to do something that's horrendous and say, you know what, I'm going to act like I'm John Q. Smith. I'm going to act like I'm this person. And then I'm going to go and get some debts in this person's name. I'm going to act like I'm John Q. Smith. And I'm going to go and I'm going to get a credit card in this person's name. And I'm going to take the cash off the credit card. And I'm going to keep the cash. But, you know, we're going to pay that $14, that $15 a month payment that's due. So he don't know no better. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to open up another account. And they're going to see, oh, John Q. Smith has an account with XYZ credit card. And he's been paying on it. He's it's good. So they give me another one. They give that person another one, and they do the same thing, and they pay that one. So they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Come on, God, that's not God. God ain't no robber. Matter of fact, in that chapter of John, verse chapter 10, it talked about he who comes through the who doesn't come through the front and goes through the back, who goes through the window, he's a thief and a robber. So we know that anything dealing with identity theft is something that God is not doing to hurt his people. Now, let's be honest. Let's understand who God is. God may allow it to happen, but watch this. If God allows the enemy to come, right, because the text says the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It doesn't say that he kills. It doesn't say that he steals. It doesn't say that it always destroys. He said that's why he comes. So watch this. The enemy comes to kill, and destroy. Wouldn't it be a good thing, Mama, if you know that the enemy is coming to kill and you have the tools necessary to be defensive?
Yes. Yes.
We know that the enemy comes to steal. We know that this is a thing of the enemy to steal your identity, whoever you are, John Q. Smith. Wouldn't it be a good thing to have the tools that you need to be able to combat them being able to successfully steal your identity, right? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That individual who has been working on their credit, Mama, and now here comes this foolishness.
Yes.
They were working on their credit. They were doing pretty good. But here comes this foolishness.
Yes.
Right? Right?
Yes.
They were about to buy We're gonna buy a house in three more, and we're gonna buy a house in December. We're gonna get that thing so we can have that thing for Christmas, y'all. And then here comes this foolishness, right? Doesn't mean that person won't be able to get the house, but again, that's that part of kill, steal, and destroy. And so, wouldn't it be a good thing if you take it into account, John Q. Smith, looking at your credit report twice a year, if your state allows it, or at least once a year, as we've talked about.
Yes.
And as you do that, you say, oh, hold on, there's some stuff on here. So you don't go through with this process of trying to apply for credit for a house because you've seen something. So all of these things that I'm talking about is about us. You know, I'll deal with some more stuff next week. But it's really about us putting into place the necessary precautions that we can put into place.
That's good.
It's us. Mama, listen.
Yes.
Look, this just take a guess, Mama. Just take a guess. Don't say I don't know, but just give me a number. Take a guess at how many people you think were affected by identity theft just this year alone. We ain't done with the year. How many people, if you had to guess,
I would say
were affected by identity theft?
I'd say probably about over a million people.
A million. 60 million people have been affected this year. Mama, 60 million. 60 million people. Huh? That's crazy. And so here's what people don't get. How it affects one person and how it affects another person is two different things. See, the way we were affected was somebody, you know, they got our bank card information and they made a charge, a couple charges, and it didn't really cause us a whole bunch of drama. Caused us some time, but it didn't cause us a whole bunch of time. It was disruptive, but it wasn't like we couldn't go to work. It wasn't like we had to stop our vacation. It wasn't that bad, but it still happened. So it affects people in different ways. Listen, identity theft also is not just where somebody is successful, but there are also attempts.
Yes.
If somebody tries to apply for something in your name, you have been the victim of identity theft. They weren't successful, but am I going to dare say that you're not a victim? And so all we're going to say is you were still affected because somebody tried to say they were John Q. Smith, and they were not John Q. Smith.
Right. Uh-huh.
Listen, the complaints about identity theft, I told you I was going to give y'all data and facts tonight. The complaints, Mama, from, say, 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago, has gone up almost 50%. That's crazy.
Yes.
And watch this. It's even more crazy that the church, overall, by and large, continues to say, nah, that ain't important. Sound like that ain't important. Okay. It ain't important until you become one of the 47.
Amen.
It ain't important until it start affecting that individual who gives really, really good in your church. And all of a sudden, well, I got to hold off, Pastor, because they got some stuff on lock. They got my money funny right now. But you know, when I get back, that don't help me when I'm dependent on it every month as a religious leader.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But that person may not check their credit report in 5 years. But they're giving good. See, we got to get out of this thing of just accepting certain things as it's okay. When guys like, look, don't you hear what Dr. Dunlap is telling you? Don't you hear that the proof is in the pudding?
Pudding, yes.
Do you have any idea how many people are affected by identity theft in your congregation, Pastor? Have you dared to ask the question, has anybody been the victim of identity theft? I just came from a meeting in the community, Mama. And I was talking to an individual, and this person said to me, I know somebody. So think about it like this. Think about the effect, how it affects people. Effect. I may know somebody who's a victim of identity theft. Just because it didn't happen to me doesn't mean that everything's all good.
That's right.
Right. Just because it did not happen to me does not mean that everything is all good. And I'm here to tell you that it is a very, very critical thing that we as believers particularly don't believe that just because it did not happen to me, because they didn't, my name was not on it, that, oh, don't worry about that. Because the truth of the matter is, there's something that that good old Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12. He's, I don't know if you remember, but he says, when he was talking about spiritual gifts and talking about unity in the body, one of the things he said was, if one part of the body suffers, every part of the body suffers with it. And if one part is honored, right? If one part is honored, then every part rejoices with it, right? So how can we rejoice? How can I rejoice that my credit is straight?
Mm-hmm.
When John Q. Smith, my brother, my sister, I sing in the choir with him, John Q. or Jane Q. Smith, I sing in the choir with her. Her credit tore up from the flow up. She's trying her best. He's trying her best. He never received any type of information or training, or this was never a priority for the last 20 years that they've been sitting up in the church. So now they're suffering in this area.
Yes.
They're suffering. So what Paul was saying, that we should have equal, all of the parts should have equal concern for one another. And listen, what I'm putting out here to us is this, and this is going to keep coming up throughout this series this month, Mama, is I'm having equal concern for individuals who I don't know are victims of identity theft. But I got equal concern for them, not because of what has already happened. I have the concern for them because of what could happen.
Could happen. That's right.
It's amazing that when the government says you got to have something, we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
For them, by and large, by and large, the government says that if you have a mortgage loan, then you must have mortgage insurance. Now, you know, you can deal with different types of mortgages, but y'all get what I'm saying. So guess what? You don't say, no, I ain't paying my mortgage insurance, because you're behind. No, if you don't pay your mortgage insurance, that something detrimental is going to happen to you with that house. It's going to affect your loan, which is going to affect where you actually live at night. So the government has said, listen, you must, if you buy a brand new car, you must have full coverage.
Yes.
So government says. So you got a brand new car and you get full coverage. You may not keep that full coverage, but you're going to definitely have it before you walk up off that brand new lot, because the government said. So here is God saying, your name is worth more than riches. It's worth more than riches. And identity theft, we know, affects the name of the individual who became the victim.
Yes.
God said your name is worth more than riches. So why would so many people not think that this is important? Why are there not 100 people listening to the PRF table tonight? We ain't fussing. We give y'all concrete information, because God is like, listen, this is important. Because I promise you, Mama, I promise you, I promise you, I promise you, after we go through this month of identity theft, we're not going to come back to this topic next for the rest of the year. I know it. But I guarantee you this, you're going to have some folk that's going to be a victim of identity theft throughout the rest of this year.
Yes.
You don't get to 60 million people being a victim or being affected by identity theft by it not happening on a consistent basis.
Yes.
You don't get to that number. You don't get to 60 million, Mom. I mean, I can go back to the statistic that we pulled from, but I just don't believe that 50 million came like over a 30-day period.
No.
But it has been a very astronomical number through the federal government. Listen, we keep getting these things that your information has been hacked. Your information has been hacked. And sometimes people are not coming trying to hurt Dunlap. They're not trying to hurt John Q. Smith specifically. It's just the name. If I could get the information about the name, and the information that goes with the name, then I can tarnish the name. And
that's
here to tell you that God is saying, no. I love my people enough. I created them. And something else, Mama, something else that that became real, real, real critical for me this morning was in the book of Genesis, God said he created man in his image and after their likeness, right? So we understand their likeness, right? Well, you know, God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we say in the beginning was the Word, Word was God, Word was God. So we put, you know, Christian folk, we'll put all three right there in their likeness, right? Right? That's what we do. All right? So he created them in his image and after their likeness. So then we walk around at collect. I mean, we walk around saying we're Christians, right? You know, I use the term believers because that's more biblical, but we walk around saying we're Christians and we walk around saying we're believers. And so then I'll just say, listen, go back to Genesis chapter 1. Look at the verse 26, 28, when he made you in his image and after his likeness. That means your name is attached to who you are. And who you are is whose you are. So why would any of us as believers, why would any of us as Christians sit there and act like it's okay when folks are at us, when the enemy is doing things to get at us to change and make our name not be reflective of who we are and whose we are? Because there's, truth be told, there's some folks that have not done some of the proper things, if you will, in regarding to their credit and their debt. And so it becomes easier for individuals that don't check their credit, that don't take a credit and debt from management from a biblical perspective workshop, that don't have any understanding of or true understanding of how this thing is supposed to work according to how God sets some things up. Oh, yeah, it's easy to come after those individuals because there's a spiritual ignorance that's there. And I'm just here to say, listen, in that same chapter of Genesis, what the Lord said, what God said was he created mankind to have dominion.
Yes.
So there's no excuse for us not to have dominion over this area when we know the enemy is coming to steal, kill, and destroy through it. There's no excuse for us not to have dominion over it because we already know it's coming. We know it's coming, although it may not affect us personally, but it affects somebody around us.
Yes.
Listen, you may have three people in your church, so I'm going to exclude you with three people in your church. I'm going to exclude you with 12 people in your church. But if you got the number of what a small membership congregation is, 75 members or above, you cannot tell me. I find it hard to believe that somebody has not been affected by identity theft. And again, I go from the perspective that it may not have been you, mama, but there's somebody that you may know. And if it's not somebody that you know, there's somebody that somebody else knows that's still in your church.
Yes.
Because if we're all part of one body, then it shouldn't be a good thing. It should be doggone. Such and such got hit with identity. They became a victim of identity theft. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they 80 years old. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they messing with their Social Security check. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
now the question is, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? And I can tell you, there's individuals, and these are some of the, like, cruel, cruel people, in my opinion. There's some individuals that come directly after our elderly.
Yes.
Directly after our older folks. Come directly for them, and we know elderly abuse is out there. That's a whole nother story. But I promise you, when we talked, I don't know, it's been 5 or 6 years ago, probably about 2013, 2012, 2013, I remember I was at a church, a Presbyterian church, First Presbyterian Church in Eufaula, Alabama. And they did some of our financial ministry needs assessments, and we were looking at some things with them. And the thing that came back from the assessments, after doing the assessments, but comments that came back to the pastor, was their issue wasn't finances. Their issue, their concern was people coming after their finances because they were older and retired.
Right.
Now, that's a whole different type of problem to have. But what about the ones who were not retired, but they're just older?
Right.
See, it's a difference when you retired, you got a good retirement check, but when you just depended on Social Security and don't have that retirement check, it's a whole different
Amen.
Story. So I'm bringing this to us to say, listen, let us stand together as brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us go before the throne and say, listen, under my watch as a leader, this is not going to happen, because if it happens, it's not going to be because I just ignored it before, knowing that this is how the enemy works. If it happens, it happens, but there'll be a positive testimony, just like I have a positive testimony. Listen, they hit us, but they didn't hit us hard, and we did the steps
right.
that I'm trying to teach y'all about. And because they – listen, what does it say? I think 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Comfort those with the comfort that we have been comforted with. So the fact that this hit my household gives me a little bit of, you know what, God was so gracious that this thing just didn't just totally wreck my whole world.
Right.
So guess what? Since it didn't just totally wreck my world, then guess what? We're gonna make sure that we do our part to help others. Because it was nothing that we could do, becoming the victim
right.
of identity theft. The way it happened with us, it was nothing that we could do. We keep up with these type of things. But can you imagine? If you think about this. Can you imagine if we, because nobody called us. It was, hold on, what is this charge on our bank statement? Can you imagine just, not thinking about it? Not looking at your bank statement every month. Clean. That's a practical tool. Let me look through this bank statement to make sure that everything that's come out, I don't care if it's $2, because there's also
right.
folks that will steal from you. I'm going to end on this note, Mama.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, my mama don't know this, y'all, so don't tell her. But I remember back in the day when I was in high school, there was a couple of friends of mine who actually had worked at a certain department store, right? And what they would do, this is back during the time when you had the little, you swipe, you know, you used a credit card on the little machine, go, you know, and they had the little carbon copies. Well, you know what
yeah.
they were doing? They were taking they were going and pulling the carbon copies out of the trash and then utilizing the numbers and the information from the carbon copy to order stuff online. And I mean, not online, but mail order stuff. And then they had it sent to a certain place. Now, I'm not going to tell you what my involvement was in it. Let's just say I knew it was going on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But what they were doing, they were posing as somebody else by using – so they just didn't – they stole, true enough, but what did they do? They said they acted like they were the individual who they pulled from out of the trash to see, okay, John Q. Smith, credit card number XYZ, blah, 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 and having whatever other piece of information that they needed at that particular
yes.
time.
Yes.
They got their address. We need to see your driver's license, right? If you're going to charge a credit card, you need to see your driver's license. What your driver's license got on it? Got your birth date on it. So if you call back at the company, hey, can you verify such and such? You got information. So they're acting like they were somebody. And, man, when I tell you, Mama, I mean, I ain't going to tell you my involvement in it, but I can promise you this. Man, these cats was clean to the nine because they was doing nothing but Eddie Bauer and clothing stores and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
It happened until the jig got up. It happened until, until they had to stop. It happened until somebody got fired and some folks got arrested. So let us just continue. We're just going to continue to share with you the importance.
Yes.
You got a practical tool tonight. Anything don't have to come out. One practical tool that you got, check your bank statements. Make sure your
yes.
bank statements and your credit cards, look at them. No matter how much you got stuff coming out on, look at those things and make sure that information that's on there actually is supposed to be on there. And if not, question it, because you could be a victim of identity theft and not know it because some folks like to slide up under the radar. And so with that, Mama, thank you for being here. We thank everybody who joined
thank
with
you.
Us tonight. We saw you on the switchboard. Please take what we're saying to heart. We love you enough to come and talk to you about this. God loves you enough. And remember what Jesus said, I've come to give life and give life more abundantly. But don't think that the enemy's not going to stop coming just because of why Jesus came. Until Jesus comes back, we're going to have to deal with some things. So with that, check us out, prfministry.org. Check us out on Facebook, PRF Institute. Contact us. Reach out to us. We would love to serve you more. God bless y'all. We see y'all next Thursday at 8 p.m. Peace.